Hi, this is a depression for patient Jeremiah Nickerson, Jeremiah Nickerson. So Jeremiah Nickerson, date of birth is 5/11/90. Date of accident is 12/1/2023. Date of service is 12/21/2023. Mr. Nickerson is here for any new patient evaluation. He alleges that he has had an automobile accident 12/1/2023 leading to all of the symptoms as reported. He reports that he has a severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, and the left shoulder, left hip, and chest. All of these symptoms are related to the accident, and it was not there before. He further reports that his left shoulder is not mobile. He cannot lift anything with biceps and triceps are hurting terribly bad. And history of the automobile accident is as follows. The accident happened on Gray Street and I-94 on 12/1/2023 at around 1:30 p.m. The driver, he was a restrained driver of a Dodge Ram truck. And he was hit with a SUV at 45 miles an hour in a rear-ending accident while he was going on Gray Street. While he was trying to turn to I-94 to the right, but another car came at 45 miles and rear-ended. He was slow at 20 miles or 15 miles an hour. He was wearing seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. Hit and run. It was a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. And patient report that the damage to the car is as follows. The car is not totaled. Only the rear bumper is damaged on the left side. No other damage was noticed. Internally, car is completely intact. All the dashboard, the console, and seatbelt, steering wheel are all okay, not broken. And even outside, all the window glasses are all okay. Windshields are okay. He reports that after the accident, the impact was strong and he had a whiplash to the neck. He fell to the left rear to the seatbelt and A-beam he hit with his body. No chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, and the left chest is also injured with the seatbelt. It got pushed in and possibly hit into the steering wheel. He cannot remember doctor appointments, and he has a loss of memory. And he went to Henry Ford Hospital. He drove himself for 6 to 7 hours. He was there. X-ray of the chest, X-ray of the neck, and CT scan were done and were found to be negative. After a week later, he went to Providence Hospital ER, where he was provided medications, and new CT scan showed bulging disc. Mr. Presenting Illness, patient reports he is suffering from headaches that are severe, 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are located in the front and the left temple. And they are moderate in severity frequency. It is off and on. And it is sensitive to the noise. Associated factor, nausea and vomiting. And he has vomiting last yesterday. Symptoms of TBI reported by the patient are dizziness, which is worsening, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation, fearful of the event, nausea, blurred vision, loss of vision field. He feels foggy, and his vision field on the left side is the worst. He cannot remember doctor appointments. He reports that his left TMJ is painful, but he can chew the food, and no paralysis of the face is reported. Smell is okay. Tongue is slightly swollen and hard to chew, but taste is okay. He denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear. He denies any lack of focus, loss of concentration. He denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. He denies any sedal anesthesia. He has no sleep disturbance. He does not have a major anxiety, depression, and panic. He reports weakness. He reports numbness and tingling, especially the left arms. And weakness is reported. Difficulty walking is reported. Regarding the pain symptoms, patient is suffering from pain in the neck, which is 9, middle back pain is 8 to 9, lower back pain is 8 to 9. He reports of radiation of the pain from the neck to the left arm posteriorly, all the way involving second, third, and fourth, fifth finger, while in the front it is the numbness and tingling is radiating up to the elbow only. It occupies all the dermatomes, C3, 4, 5 dermatome, and he reports that his eye is feeling heavy. And he has a headache, which is mostly frontal, 7 to 8, 1 to 10. And headaches usually were very frequent at the time of accident, but now they're getting a little bit better, less intense and less frequent. He can walk up to a block, sitting is painful, standing for 15 minutes, sleep is 4 hours. And he drops his phone and dinner plates from the left arm. There is a motor weakness. He also has a pain in the left hip and the chest from the seat belt. And these pains are described by the patient as throbbing, cramping, aching, tender, tiring, exhausting. He also reports that the pain is varying from 6 to 9. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, driving, sitting, bending, while improved by pain medication and Motrins. Regarding the past investigation, patient reports X-rays and CT scan were done at Henry Ford and Providence. He reports of numbness and tingling of the left arm, weakness of the left arm, and no bladder bowel incontinence. ADLs that are reported affected are as follows: the eating, feeding, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, and able to lift dinner plates are affected 10. Standing is affected 9, while feeding, personal hygiene, and walking is affected 7. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports that he was not doing any treatment with any doctor. He has not seen any physician since the ER visit and no physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. Only home treatment with medication and massage is being done. System review is positive for asthma and sleep apnea and respiratory disease, positive for anxiety, depression, and psychiatric trust is negative. Past surgical history, only cosmetic surgery was done in January 7, but none of them is positive. 2007. Allergy to codeine and penicillin, and the family history is positive. The mother has a mini strokes. Father is alive and has hip replaced, and he is the only child. Relationship status: patient is single and lives with him alone. No one is helping him. Employment: patient uses construction. For 8 hours, he has to lift over 50 pounds all day long. He is working full time. Disability: none. Legal history: Howard Weingarten is the attorney. Personal history: patient has a reported that no, he drinks socially and smokes very little, three or four cigarettes, and he uses marijuana daily basis. Physical exam. 33-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Height is 5'11", weight is 240, blood pressure 164 over 107, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the template as follows. 33-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. The patient is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain cases. The patient does not appear overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam comes from the template. Please mention in the ENT that left TMJ is slightly painful. The rest of the exam from here, neurological examination is normal, and musculature examination reveals a spasm of the bilateral trapezius muscles and quadratus lumborum muscles, and spasm of the paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5 bilaterally, and also there is a tenderness of C4, C5, and 6, while also tenderness of T11, T10, T11, and T12, and L4, L5, and S1 spines are tender. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender. In the musculoskeletal examination, please mention on inspection and palpation that there is a tenderness of the C4, 5, 6, T10, 11, 12, L4, L5, L5, S1 spines are tender. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender. There is a generalized spasm in the muscle in quadratus lumborum and bilateral trapezius muscles with several trigger points noticed. Paravertebral muscles are in spasm with 2 plus hypertonicity without any tenderness from L1 to L5 bilaterally. Left SI joint is more tender than the right, but both are tender. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 35. In the lumbar spine, thoracic spine, in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 20, and bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 25. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, patient is in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive, and the second test is positive. Total test was negative. Thoracic spine, Rooster slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive. On the left side at 30 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive. Bregar test is negative. Kemp test was positive. Dembski sign negative. SI joint, the left SI joint is more tender than the right. The Faber test and Gunston test are positive bilaterally, while standing flexion test, Ely compression test, and distraction test were negative. The extremities examination, except for the left shoulder and the left hip, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Lower extremity is completely normal, except for some tenderness of the left hip or left iliac spine. Please use the template to type the normal for rest of it. The abnormal one is the left shoulder, and on examination it appears normal. Palpation does not reveal any tenderness or any fracture or dislocations. And range of motion is 100 degrees on forward flexion and abduction, after which patient starts feeling pain. Prop arm test is negative, anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Hawken Kennedy test is positive, near test, speed test is positive. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXP, R26.89. Z79.891, R51, R42, F32.9, F41.1, S09.90 XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, shoulder left M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. Pain in the left hip, M25.552. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.1, has 3.5 excess. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to help in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, and also into the left knee and left ankle. And the left SI joint. And also the right SI joint. Traction massage, aquatherapy is ordered. Disability for work, completely disabled, housework replacement, transportation are also ordered. Medications are ordered. Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day for healing. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day is ordered for muscle relaxation. Allevel is ordered 50 milligram at night. Ortram is ordered 50 milligram PRN. Xanax is ordered for 0.5 milligram PRN for panic and anxiety. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for pain relief and radiculopathy. Furoset 1 or 2 PRN 50 are ordered for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is ordered for topical pain relief. In addition, patient is supposed to be okay for non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, refer to psychiatry, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records, they are being ordered and will be reviewed on the next visit. Fitness club, yes. And interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, possibly in a couple months, if the symptoms continue, we'll be ordering a neuropsych evaluation. Attended care is not warranted. Caseworker not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered release. Investigations, none. DMEs. Patient is being provided with back brace, neck brace, tense unit for further healing. Education, yes. And this follow visit in 15 days, direct contact. Two things are needed. I also provided for a compounding cream for the pain to further help the patients. He was also referred to a dentist for TMJ issue to get the x-rays done and make sure that the TMJs are not fractured. He referred to ophthalmology for his vision problem, especially the field problem, to make sure that the eye exam is normal. Also, his left knee and left ankle were found to be painful and left hip. However, there are no positive findings. Please use the template to type the negative findings. Thank you. No confusion, laceration, nothing. Thank you.